He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. It's a new trend here on Sanford & Son Friday, being that typically I'm here with the young gun, the apprentice. He is with his son today on this Sanford & Son Friday. And for the past few weeks, we've had Bill call in on his own show from the secret bunker as he prepares to write the newsletter. I'm sure he's already forming his thoughts, maybe even started last night, and is writing the Best Stocks Now newsletter that you can get tomorrow by going to Best Stocks Now. I'm sorry, no, you go to Gunderson. I should know where I work. You should go to GundersonCapital.com and subscribe to the newsletter, and you can see what he's writing right now from his secret bunker. And word is he's called in, and will join us here in just a second. But let's look at the market here for just a minute on this June the I don't know what day it is, the June 9th. It's Friday, June 9th. We are live here in the Gunderson Capital Studios, and look at this. It's a sea of green. You remember when the Beatles came out with Yellow Submarine and they talked about the sea of green? I remember they said blue skies and sea of green. Well, it is a sea of green this Friday morning as the Dow Jones is at 21,249. The NASDAQ is at 6,334. The S&P 500 at 2,441. And you know, Bill made reference yesterday to the Russell 2000, and it's even up at 1420. Look at crude oil, even crude oil that's been mired in its muck for the last several weeks. It's up just a tick at 45.83 for a barrel of that stuff. Now, the disaster stocks, gold and silver, are down just a little bit, 1268 for an ounce of gold and 1720 for a little bar of 1 ounce of silver. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill here in the studio. But the good news is, before you all tune out, is that Bill is calling in from his secret bunker. He can multitask. He can write the newsletter and get his thoughts together and at the same time share with us the news and talk about the market. Bill, are you there this morning?
Oh, you better believe it. And excited, you know. once again, new highs this week. You know, yesterday was Super Thursday, and, you know, the usual doomsday, doom and gloom reports were out, and once again, warning to get out of this market. You know, we had the Comey testimony on in the office, and one thing I've learned over the years is you can turn to whatever channel you want to get the answer that you want to hear.
That's so true.
And the spin you want to hear. But in the end, the market and the economy, they're the ones that get it right, and they're the ones that you should listen to. And we saw new highs in the market yesterday. We're off a little towards the end of the day, but, I mean, the meter on the market didn't even budge yesterday.
Well, look at it today, Bill. Wow.
Yeah, and now it follows up today. Okay, and the other one they really wanted to scare you on yesterday was the British election. And it didn't go too well for Theresa May. I think she's got some gaps in their security over there. And I think the British people want to know that she's got their backs and they're safe. And they found out they're not so safe with three big incidents recently. They've now got a hung jury over there, I suppose you could say. No real true leader. But, you know, the pundits were warning this British election could really ruffle the feathers of the market. And look at how the market's reacting today. But once again, in the end, the market gets it right. And the market is telling you that things look pretty good in the U.S. economy. Things look pretty good with the pro-growth agenda. And the market continues on its merry ways. You know, I just want the listeners to know that the other guy in Britain, Theresa May's opponent, Jeremy Corbyn, you know, you can look him up and you can read all about his background. He's pretty radical. He's a far left kind of guy.
He's an organizer
and you know, a anti-war, anti-nukes, which, hey, I'm anti-nukes too, but I don't think that guy in Korea is anti-nukes, is he?
Right. Yeah, we better have a counter for that.
You know, and I spoke on this, I gave a little talk the other day. You remember the song Woodstock? You remember?
Sure.
Woodstock and sure. Joni Mitchell, and then, of course, sure, the Crosby, Stills, and Nash came out with the electric version. And, you know, I grew up in that generation of the 60s and the 70s and the pictures of the hippie putting the flower in the gun of the policeman, you know, replace it with peace and love. And you were talking about the Yellow Submarine. And, you know, every time I see Ringo Starr, he comes out with the victory sign, peace, love, everybody.
The problem is convincing the bad guy of that.
That's the problem. You know, I would love a world where we all coexisted, where the Muslims sat down with the Christian and loved one another, and the Jews sat down with the Palestinian, and the lamb, you know, sat down with the lion. But, you know, the reality is man cannot create that world. I mean, you know, you and I are Christians. We believe that world will exist when the master returns at some point in the future. Then we'll have that kind of world. But until then, I only see it going downhill as far as the terror and the fighting and the... So, you know, it's good to have these ideals. It's good to imagine, like John Lennon did, and imagine this world where we all get along. But then there's reality, okay?
And then right, that's right.
Smart, and then there's ballistic missiles flying through the air towards Los Angeles, and there's people blowing up others at a Disney concert, an Ariana Grande concert.
Sure,
that's
little kids.
The real world, okay? So we always have to remember that there's good and there's evil, and that we have to always be prepared for that evil. Well, right now it's good, right? I mean, the market is good. We can't
It's a sea of green right now, that's for sure.
It's a sea of green. We're hitting new highs, and, you know, I've always said, you've got to make hay while the sun is shining, because the sun is not always going to shine. There will come the day. The last time it happened was in 2007. And what happened in 2007? Earnings of the S&P 500 started to falter. We had gaps starting to show up in the economy. The unemployment rate started to rise. Mortgage defaults started to rise. Bad loans started to rise. And there was a real warning back in 2007 that all of a sudden, kumbaya in the U.S. economy was starting to come to an end. And, you know, at that point in time, you've got to decide whether you're going to be a passive investor, which is fastening your seatbelt and going down the dip in the roller coaster before you start that slow climb up. And, you know, the market is a slow climb up. But when the dip comes, it can be very, very swift and very, very fast.
You better have a seatbelt.
Well, everybody's got to decide for themselves. Are you going to ride through it and wait for the slow climb up? Or when these warning signs start to show up out there, which I don't see right now, okay, I'm happy to say It's full speed ahead, Captain, right now. I think they said that in Yellow Submarine, didn't they?
That's right. They sure did.
Yeah. It's still full speed ahead. But at the same time, we can never let our guard down and become complacent in a world that is not complacent. So, you know, I'll let you take us into the break, and I'll kind of let you know where we're at in the market. We have another nice winner in the market today that I want to thump my chest a little bit about, too. So you take us into the break here, Rob.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's nice to have Bill calling in from the secret bunker. Sure, we've missed Steven the last couple of weeks as he tends to his brand-new baby, Bill's new grandson, the latest Gunderson. But if you'd like to hear the latest from Bill Gunderson and what's going on in the market, stick with us here just beyond the break. This is Rob Sanford and Bill Gunderson. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And the good news, even though it's Sanford and Son Friday, is that we've got Bill joining us live from his secret bunker as he prepares the newsletter for all y'all to get. I've got to talk to our Atlanta folks out there. For all y'all to get in the next day or so, that'll be coming out to your inboxes. And if you're not getting it, go to GundersonCapital.com and sign up for the newsletter to get Bill's report, because I'll tell you what, the market, I'm watching it just during the break, Bill. The Dow is up almost triple digits right now on this Friday morning, and the rest of the entire major stock indexes, all the charts are up significantly with that sea of green that we talked about in the first quarter. Just really, really impressive.
And I dreamed I saw the bomber death planes riding shotgun in the sky, turning into butterflies above our nation. You remember that line, Rob? Those are just butterflies. It's a great ideal to have. I would love to have peace in the world, but those bomber death planes got Russian insignias on them.
Right.
Those North Korean ballistic missiles. So you know what? I think we need to stay on guard.
I agree.
Guard up at all times.
I agree.
Okay, let's take a look here we got Theresa May. You know, that may slow down the Brexit. There's a faction that does not want UK to leave the European Union because that's not part of this big social experiment where we're all supposed to have open borders and live in peace and harmony amongst one another. It hasn't gone so well in Europe. And, I think that's what the Brexit vote was all about originally. I've talked to many Brits since that Brexit vote, and I've asked them, were you for Brexit? You better believe it, man. We don't want Brussels telling us what to do over here in the UK. And I think this Theresa May vote yesterday was another one that, the people want to be protected. Then, of course, the Comey thing yesterday. And, Rob, I've done business in New York. I've been back to New York many times. I've done business back there. They're gruff.
They're absolutely.
They're no nonsense.
And, that's true.
I've heard them yelling into phones, Murray, how many times have I told you? And,
That's a cranky bunch.
Yeah, it's a kind of a way of doing business, and it doesn't come off as being very good, and Trump doesn't come off as being this kind, gentle, he's got a job to do, and I think there's times when you got to be a little bit rough. I mean, I get a little bit rough from time to time if I need something done and it's not getting done, Well, anyways, let's move on to stocks. SoftBank, that's the first one I want to talk about. We talked about SoftBank yesterday. A lot of people don't realize what SoftBank is. SoftBank is a Japanese kind of a venture capital company, and they've been around for a long time. And they started trading on the on our markets back in 2013. And it's a Japanese company. It's a $100 billion company. They own a lot of technology startups. It's like you're buying into a venture capital fund. And I reported yesterday that SoftBank owns a lot of Alibaba, which we own. And SoftBank is making another big investment. They've invested in NVIDIA recently. And now they're buying one of Google's robotics firms. In fact, it's Have you ever seen on TV the robots that run through the forest and everything? That was a Google thing.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, SoftBank is buying that company. So SoftBank is a very visionary company in a premier growth portfolio where you're looking for the greatest growth stocks in the world. You know, I think SoftBank is a fit, and SoftBank's hitting new all-time highs today. It's up 2%. It's highly ranked in the Best Stocks Now app. And yesterday, SoftBank was up 7%. So I continue to like SoftBank, which is SFTBY, SFTBY on the exchange. We got a upgrade on Starbucks today. We are Stardust. We are golden. We are Starbucks. We are golden, I guess you could say. I do own Starbucks. You know, I mean, look, when you can't even go into an airport in Tijuana, you remember that?
What oh, yeah. Absolutely.
A Starbucks. And where was the longest line?
Yeah, oh, yeah, at the Starbucks, yeah. And there were a couple of them there, one at one end and one at the other, hey, two of them.
It's crazy, you know, what a brand that they've created and trying to take everybody back to the garden, right, that Joni Mitchell talked about.
I guess.
Buy rating. There's a little chatter out there that Amazon's looking at Dish Network. When does Amazon, well, the question is, when do they cross the line into becoming a monopoly? I think they crossed the line a long time ago.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you know, they are everything. They are everything to everyone, or they're trying to be anyway.
I mean, when one company can put shopping malls all across America out of business.
Oh, yeah.
When one company can now offer videos and movies and original programming, and now they want to maybe looking at Dish Network, and they've gone after the grocery business. They've gone after the furniture business.
You know, I was watching last night the Fox Business channel late last night, because, you know, I'm just one of those knuckleheads. And do you know what Walmart's answer is to Starbucks? And I don't know if this is going to work or not, is to put automatic pickup kiosks in their parking lots. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. The answer to Amazon. They're trying to take on Amazon.
Right.
You know, my thought there is they're late to the party.
I agree.
The horse has left the barn. But at the same time, you know, Amazon's becoming a little bit of a scary type of company. And it's, you know, they seem to be going unchecked. They've gotten into the grocery business. And I read yesterday that Ancestry.com, which has billions and billions of records and ancestral records. Ancestry had their own servers that they were keeping all this data on.
Right.
And now they're moving it to Amazon servers.
Oh, so my.
Only, yeah, so not only does Amazon control all of these markets, they're now starting, because Amazon is the biggest storer of data and information on us. And you know what? It's just a little bit scary to me. They own the Washington Post. You know, Bezos is now the richest man in the world. You know, I think maybe we ought to just say enough is enough there, Amazon, and let's have some hearings on monopoly.
You know? Oh my goodness! Well, while you're talking, I hear the music coming. But the Dow Jones is now up triple digits. It's 106 right now. How about that, huh? So somebody likes something out there in the market. When we get back, we'll hear more from Bill. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier.
One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
And here we come down the back stretch. Welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We're lucky because Bill's joining us here for several Fridays in a row here. He's been calling in from the secret bunker, and he did threaten actually to come into the office today, and I said, no, you got to work on the newsletter. I got the I've got the office here. You drive the ship from your secret bunker. Now, one of the things that I did want to mention here as we go into the second half is just a reminder, and we're going to do a little ad spot here during the next couple of weeks, but the reminder that we're coming out to Sarasota on July 13th, that's Thursday, July 13th, we'll be at the downtown Hyatt Regency there on the waterfront, downtown Sarasota, on July the 13th. We'll have a seminar, a little get-together, a fun time for Bill to talk to the folks out there in the Tampa, Sarasota, Bradenton, Venice area. Shoot, if you want to come over from Orlando or drive all the way up from wherever you are in Point South, come on up and visit with Bill that night, July 13th. The problem we're running into here, though, is that we don't know we don't know how many chairs to set up. We don't know if we need to set up 10 chairs or 100 chairs. So in order to kind of accommodate that, would you please let us know that you'd like to come? We'll put you on a list that you'd like to come and visit with Bill on the 13th. That's at 6:30, the 13th, at the Hyatt Regency downtown Sarasota. Just let us know that you'd like to come visit. Do that by calling us at 855-611-BEST. It's 855-611-2378. Or you can email me personally, rob@gundersoncapital.com. And just let us know you're coming. Now, then the following week, we'll be in Atlanta at the Hyatt Perimeter. So if you want to come see him and visit with him and hear him wax eloquent on all things stocks, on Thursday, July 20th, we'll be doing the same 6:30 roadshow there at the Hyatt Perimeter in Atlanta. Now, the good news is if you'd like to meet with him one-on-one, we're talking about maybe having a 30-minute session with him, just going over your personal things. You can do that by still calling the number, 855-611-BEST, or emailing me, rob@gundersoncapital.com, and we'll set you up a personal interview and time to meet with him on Thursday, Friday, or even Saturday morning of each week, whether we're in Florida there or in Atlanta. You know, and there's something about seeing live music or going to a live concert and hearing a live band. This is an opportunity to hear the Gunderson live concert in by going and visiting with him there in Sarasota on July 13th, or Atlanta on July 20th. So give us a call, let us know. And I think Bill, the leader of the band, as they say, is still on the line from the secret bunker. How you doing there, Bill?
Yeah, you know, it never sounded as good on vinyl, did it? You couldn't capture a live concert on vinyl.
No. There's something about live music, going to a live concert, that it's just fun. So it'll be the Gunderson Comes Alive tour. And you remember that Peter Frampton album, Frampton Comes Alive? That
now
live
he's
album.
Man. He's an old man, a bald old man.
Yeah, well, so are we, God. Bill. Yeah, we are too.
He had the long blonde hair.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, somebody asked us, a listener in Atlanta, said, are you going to be at the Hyatt Regency or the Hyatt Place? And I responded, well, Rob will be at the Hyatt Place. You get free waffles. I'll be at the Hyatt Regency where I got a
big one. I gotcha. You're going to make me stay out in the rental car.
Yeah, okay. The Hyatt Place. I got the nice little room down there.
Thanks, man.
Next to the dumpster.
Thanks, right, buddy. So, appreciate it.
Take a look at Alibaba again today.
Okay. All right. You're going to make
amazing. It's breaking out again today to new all-time highs. SoftBank is also breaking out to new all-time highs.
Oh my goodness! Look at that chart. Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, I don't know how much more we got to do to prove to people that
That Bill Gunderson is right?
Well, we can spot good growth stock here at Gunderson Capital Management. Here's some news that people ought to know about New York. The Obamacare, the average rate hike there in next year is going to be 17%.
Oh, my God.
Are you getting a pay hike of? Let me ask all you listeners out there: are you getting a pay hike of 17% next year?
I don't know. Am I? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, not if you're saying it's a higher regency and. That's
right. I'll stay in the rental car.
Some of the health insurance will up to 47% increase for Obamacare policy.
Oh, my goodness.
Year. And now who are they blaming for the problem? They're blaming the Trump administration for the problem in Obamacare. See, they're starting to
of course,
it off
right.
because nothing's been fixed yet here. And let's see, what else here did I want to talk about? NVIDIA, JD.com. That's another one. Let me just mention JD.com. You talked about Walmart. Trying to stand up to behemoth Amazon, and the one that's assisting Walmart in that effort is a Chinese company, JD.com, and we own that in the Ultra Growth portfolio, which I want to give an update on our portfolios. JD.com is almost hitting; it hit a new high yesterday. It's pulling back a little bit today. But if you want to do an ancillary play on online shopping and covering the Walmart move to try to at least take on behemoth Amazon, JD.com would probably be that's a better play to me than buying Walmart itself.
Sure.
By the company that they're teaming up with to take on Amazon. Okay, now. As of yesterday, okay, here's what I've produced in my little bunker so far this year. The Ultra Growth portfolio up about 18% now, before expenses up about 18%. Hmm. Meanwhile, the market's up about 8.5 to 9, all right? The Ultra Growth portfolio currently has 27 stocks in it. I narrow it down to the best of the best. It's got a few doubles in there. STM is up 109% now. The little railroad that could, CSX is up 60%. We have the Lam Research is now up 53% in that portfolio. And as I look through that portfolio, there's only one stock that is down. And since the beginning of the year, which I keep careful track every single week, I'm an open book. That portfolio goes out to the clients. That portfolio goes out to the live trading subscribers, up about 18% so far this year. Okay, now, if you go one notch down below that to my conservative growth account, which has larger companies in it, we see Amazon there. We see Facebook, which continues to hit new highs. That portfolio is now up over almost 13.5% right now before expenses. It's up 77% since I started it. It's really got a nice gap between it and the market so far this year. That's called Alpha. And I'm going to do my best to continue. That portfolio currently has 29 stocks in it. Which I think is about the right number. I had this discussion with a new client the other day. He owned about 5 or 6 stocks in his portfolio.
Total.
And, I said, that's just too darn concentrated. Look, I've been doing this for a couple of decades. And if one thing goes wrong that's beyond your control, that's just not diversified enough. On the other hand, these people that have these asset allocation portfolios, they own hundreds and hundreds
right.
and hundreds of stocks, all right?
Right. A lot of filler in those hot dogs there.
Yeah, baseball decided that it should be a 25-man roster, They expanded to 30 before the playoffs. I've just found that that's about the right number. So if you've got a portfolio of $100,000, you know, and you own 30 stocks, that's still pretty darn focused. I mean, not only are you focused in your individual companies, but you're also focused in your asset class, because I have 100% stock market exposure right now and nothing to the bond market. So,
right.
Yeah, about the right number. All right.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I hear Steely Dan, the percussionist, coming in there trying to move us on to the next quarter. So you're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson calling in from his bunker. This is Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
And welcome back to the final quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. He is the captain of the ship. He drives the yellow submarine. And this is Rob Sanford. I'm sitting in the studio, and Bill's over in the secret bunker writing the newsletter and calling in to let us know all things are great in the Sea of Green while we've been on the air here for the first, 45, 50 minutes. I'm looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 103 points this Friday morning, and every single thing in the major stock indexes is green right now. Now, the doom and gloom stocks, the wringing your hands, the sky is falling stocks, the gold and silver stuff is red, but everything else is green, and how impressive is that? And reminder now, because once we get off the air here, we won't talk to you all weekend long. This is your opportunity to get the Best Stocks Now newsletter. If you're not getting it, or if you just want an update, or you'd like to hear the opinions and wisdom and input from the scripture of Bill Gunderson regarding the market, go to GundersonCapital.com, click on the newsletter tab, and subscribe, and you'll get it tomorrow. And what a great read. Just his comments alone. You know, I was looking at my silly little Scottrade account that I have personally, and the only stocks that I own that are doing well are the ones that he recommended. All those emotional ones that I bought on my own, well, I'm getting killed on those. So might be a good idea to hear what Bill has to say in the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And since we have him on the bat phone, on the phone that goes directly into his secret bunker, we'll listen to his comments here on during the final segment. But a reminder, if you'd like to see him live at the Gunderson Comes Alive Tour, Sarasota, July 13th, call us and let us know you want to come that night and visit with us, and then July 20th in Atlanta. So both of those are at Hyatt Hotels. We'll give you all the details if you call in or email us. So, Bill, are you there with us the last few minutes?
Absolutely.
And, okay.
I just wanted to mention one other portfolio that might be of interest to a lot of our listeners. You know, I know there's a lot of people out there that are afraid to invest in Amazon or Facebook or Lam Research, you know, and all of these. I also have my income and growth portfolio, which is right now it's a stable of, there's 30 stocks in the stable, equally weighted. The average dividend yield is 2.5%. And as I look across the landscape there, that's a pretty good lineup. It's that little portfolio income is up 6% so far this
year.
Wow.
So a little calmer ride.
Well, yeah. Compared to the bond market, which is up about 2 to 3% so far this year, it's kind of more steady as she goes.
I got you.
You know, it's more like going on the whale watching boat instead of the offshore overnight tuna excursion. You know?
That's right. Yeah, you're right.
You're not going to get a seasick. And, you know, you can pull income. You can pull income off of any of these accounts. But I personally manage these three accounts, and I'll be going through every single holding again today. I'm always trying to make sure that I've got the 30 best in there. And if I need to send one back to AAA, I think the Padres need to send the whole team back to AAA.
Oh, my goodness. That must have been a quiet flight back home last night after losing 15-3.
Well, you know, the people in Phoenix love us.
Yeah, that's right.
For sending our Padres to be sacrificed on the in that big Chase Field over there, which I love. My wife and I, we go often to games in Arizona. We've kind of adopted the Diamondbacks in our division.
There you go.
We're definitely not going to adopt the Dodgers, that's for sure.
Right.
And, we're not going to adopt the Giants, that's for sure. They've got our ex-manager over there, and we kind of like the Diamondbacks and the Diamondbacks fans. And that stadium's a nice experience, Rob.
Well, you know, us sending the Padres down to Arizona, that's kind of our gift to our new listeners there in the Phoenix market. You know, we just send them down there and let them feel good about San Diego.
Well, and Arizona gets free batting practice.
You're right.
That's
right. I think it was 15-3.
Yeah, there goes the ERA of our pitching staff.
Right. The whole pitching staff.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyways, we talk a lot of numbers here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I will be producing the newsletter. I've already got a good head of steam on it. I've already got my featured article in my head. Now it's just a matter of translating it into paper.
Oh, that's a scary thought. I can't imagine.
Almost on a weekly basis, you know, I'm dishing out the stocks that go on to be big winners. I can't make any promises or guarantees, but I'm going to, you know, I'm in a very quiet place where I can focus and I can think straight and, you know, and try to figure out what the best message I can give.
Well, you know, and I say every week, and this is just kind of my trademark, is I tell folks, look, it's free. You got to be a doggone knucklehead not to get the Best Stocks Now newsletter based on the fact that all of the research and time and effort that you put into analyzing the market, and it's free. So go to GundersonCapital.com and sign up for the newsletter, and if not, you're a knucklehead.
Yeah, well, and the new people, they get several weeks free with all
that's
the
right.
portfolios. It's exactly what I own. And so you get a good feel for how we run things here at Gunderson Capital Management. And, you know, we also, you know, provide planning services at Gunderson Capital. You know, I'm a big believer in self-reliance. If you don't want to be reliant on the government at some point in the future, I believe in self-reliance.
Absolutely.
I'm a guy that's making my own bread here today. And
are you really? Are you making another loaf?
Oh, that sourdough it is perfect now. I couldn't do anything to make it better.
I got to get more starter from you.
Oh, it's unbelievable. So I'm going to go off to do the newsletter. I hope to have send it out about the noon, 1 o'clock tomorrow, somewhere in there, Rob.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. If you'd like a nice hot slice of Bill Gunderson's fresh bread, oh, my goodness. I can't imagine you can even focus or concentrate on writing that newsletter with the smell of that warm sourdough baking in your oven. But, you know, that's the kind of guy that Bill is. He's got his garden out back. He's got his seeds and his corn and all his stuff growing, and he's baking bread, and at the same time, he's writing the newsletter. He's a guy you want to be hitched up with. So go to GundersonCapital.com or call us today and let us know you want to come see us live at 855-611-BEST. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.